No, shut up. Spiders, I don't care what they do, they benefit my room at all. If I see it, it's dead. Not because I'm scared of it, but because I sleep here. I'm not going to have a spider running around while I'm sleeping, where it could be on me. While I'm subconsciously not awake. You get what I'm saying, Jacob?
Subconsciously, you're always awake, though.
Shut up. No, listen. I'm not.
You're not consciously awake.
Shut up. You get my point, though. Ants, they're dead, no matter what. If I see ammo, okay, boom. Ants and flies, they're gone.
Jake, why am I a cat in your office?
Project? Shut up, Alexa. Shut up. Anyway, listen, Jacob. It's Alexa, a one-on-one.
Be quiet, bitch.
Listen, this is a one-on-one conversation between you and me, Jacob, all right, about the spider situation. So you're saying you're sitting on your desk. You're sitting on your chair. You're, like, doing whatever Jacob does on a normal Monday at, like, 3 o'clock, and there's a spider on the wall. You'd be like, just a spider, right?
I'd be like, dude, I, like, salute that motherfucker. He's doing God's work.
What does he do? Because from what I hear, he does nothing because all you do is complain about the flies in your room.
He gets rid of the
car. No, it's not flies. I get, like, gnats.
Okay, so he does nothing, apparently, because there's still gnats in your room.
He's trying his best, babe.
Trying his best? Just kill... Just... Yeah, let me give you a solution. Without the spider, go to your local store. Get those stupid fly catchers that you just hang on your wall.
Buy mustard.
What?
Gas my room.
Yeah, just do that. It doesn't matter. You don't have a gnat problem now. And don't have food. And make sure you shower. But you do any of those anyway. So it doesn't matter. The gnats are gone once you do that.
Not going in my room. I take a shower, right?
Yeah, I know you take a shower.
As soon as I eat the food, it's gone.
Yeah?
Right?
Yeah? Is the plate still in your room?
No.
It's gone.
As soon as I finish the food, I take it out. I only have food in my room for like by the time I'm eating it.
Okay,
no.
But you still have a gnat problem, and you think the spider is doing God's work in stopping the gnats. Whereas I, who has killed every bug in my room, I have no bug problem, because they're all dead. All right? I kill them.
No, I murder the gnat. The gnats get fucking boot gang.
Boot gang? So it sounds like you're doing God's work. The spider's doing nothing. So just kill the spider, and you don't have to worry about going in your mouth when you're sleeping, crawling on you. Yeah, no, it doesn't. Spider doesn't do anything. I don't even have flies in my room.
I think the spider.
I'm
not talking about spiders outside.
I personally think the spider is trying his best, Gabe, and he's just really underappreciated.
It's just one spider in your room that isn't doing anything, and he's just sitting there watching you, monkey, just trying to kill some gnats. That's what it's doing. It's why I'm laughing at you.
I think he's trying his best, Gabe.
No, you're something.
No, because I went on a bike ride in the middle of
the road,
and I accidentally
swallowed
a motherfucking fly.
Oh, my God. That's stupid. What's that, Sam? I want Sam's opinion on this. Sam. So, me and Jacob recently got in an argument. Okay, so me.
2 seconds ago.
Yeah, just about a couple seconds ago. Me, who seems... Any spider is dead. Any bug is dead. Well, Jacob, if he sees a spider, he lets it live because he thinks it's doing God's work and protecting his room from other bugs.
But it's the same person
who has a gnat opinion on this. If you see a spider...
I kill whatever.
Okay, see? You're with me. Yeah, Jacob.
Oh, they're just trying to help a brother
but
out.
But you're the same problem with the bugs.
I'm trying to help a man. He's doing a bad job,
Jacob,
Gabe.
So you're fine with a Black Widow just passing by?
If he's not messing with me, I'm all good.
What
if it's coming towards you?
A bowel recluse, which is an aggressive spider. Even if it isn't aggressive.
He's done.
Okay.
You see, the small-ass one.
But a Black Widow is more deadly compared to a bowel recluse.
But he's not going to mess with me.
But how do you know that? You'll be sleeping. You could probably accidentally kick it, and he'll be like, oh, he's trying to fight. And then you're dead because he got bit by a Black Widow when you just couldn't kill it.
Okay. I personally think a homie is doing God's work.
What about a hornet? A bee? Because that does a lot for the ecosystem outside. So what's put in your room?
Bees... They just make honey, Gabe.
But if it's in your room, it's not making honey in your room.
No,
I tried to. I went. First thing I would try to do is try to get it out of my room.
You know, bro. No.
Bees are helping the homie out. All I'm saying is, they are just trying to do God's work, right?
I'm actually upset. I'm actually, dude. No.
About me?
Yeah. No. This infuriates. This infuriates.
I personally think, as long as you're not, as long as the gnat, no, gnats, they can eat shit, but
yeah.
Fuck just... them. They don't contribute. That spider, he's trying his best. All right, Gabe.
No. I kill anything. I kill anything at all. The only bugs I don't kill is those red little ones on the windowsill. You know those red ones where you like touch it and it pops?
You mean the ones that will stink if you touch it?
What?
What?
Wait, is that actually no? You're trolling me. Is that actually a thing?
Gabe.
As a kid, I always popped them like with my finger, and then there'd just be blood or something on the, like, it'd be like a massacre. There'd be a bunch of them. I would just tap them.
Gabe, you didn't know that? Gabe, are you joking?
What?
Are you joking, Gabe?
No, I'm not joking. Do they really? What are those? I need to search these up. What are these bugs?
Gabe.
You're just trolling me. There's no way they.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, wait, are you trolling me or are you just being.
Am I trolling you? I'm not trolling you, Gabe. No, I am. Yeah, I'm trolling you, Gabe.
I'm killing those motherfuckers now.
Gabe, I'm trolling you, Gabe.
I'm massacring.
Gabe, I'm trolling you. Gabe, I was just trolling, Gabe. I swear.
You know what I'm talking about, though. You had to do it as a kid.
No, exactly.
You had to do it, too. Dang you. You tapped those things.
I would never murder, the fucking ants and shit. I would just sit there and look at them and see what they were doing, you know? I would just let them do as they do. They were doing the thing, you know, Gabe?
But now as you got older.
That's how they... Fuck gnats, Gabe.
Yeah, oh, you're so racist. You're racist against gnats.
I'm racist towards gnats?
Yeah. You know, no, because now that I've got the day, you don't care about spiders, but gnats? Oh, don't even talk about them. Whereas me, I'm not racist because I hate all of them. No bugs allowed in my room. So how does that makes you racist and not me?
No,
racist.
That makes you racist because you're racist towards all of them.
But you're racist against a selective type of one. Yeah, it's not like
because they don't contribute.
If I hate everything. No, me and Jacob are arguing about something that's like, I need everyone's opinion on this. All right? Everyone shut up. I want everyone's opinion of this. I see any bug in my room, it's dead. Correct? Jacob, you all right? Spider? He sees a spider? No, he's chilling. Tell me, guys, if you're sleeping in a bedroom and you see a spider.
I kill everything in my room. All right, everything that moves, I kill it.
Yeah, that's the same with me.
And I can't be relaxed until it's dead.
Yeah, exactly. But Jacob claims that the spider is a benefit to his room because it kills all the butts, but it's the same person with a gnat problem. Obviously, it's not doing the job.
I get in here.
But that's why you kill everything you live. You don't just leave a spider alive because it does everything benefit to the ecosystem. No, it doesn't, because your room doesn't have an ecosystem. It just has you. You're the ecosystem.
Your room doesn't have an ecosystem.
Yeah, but like if you just put something like on the side of the windowsill, they can't get in, right?
Gabe, you're dumb.
No, that's what, you know, molding does. It just blocks that, like,
passage. Yeah, but that's a firm, hard object. You think a bug can push
a towel all the way?
They can crawl around the towel. It's not... Oh my god.
You don't have to push the entire thing. Shut up.
The towel just starts moving. No, fuck.
That's another dumb thing I got on recording that Jacob said.
Shut up.
The shit keeps going. I have a list now. It's like I set you up for this. It's like I set you up.
You sneaky Hebrew, Gabe.
I can't believe that word.
I can hear your hands rubbing over there.
Just imagine a bug pushing anything. You'd be sleeping in your blanket. Your blanket's just coming off you. It's just a spider that's climbing up.
Dude. Dave, was I wrong? They don't have to push the entire blanket. They can just push like.
They can't push it. It's bigger than them.
Think about it.
No, you can't think about something that is physically impossible to do.
Oh, no.
How would a bug grab something? This is the dumbest
thing that you said. This is literally the dumbest thing
you said.
They can't
grab anything.
No.
They fly into it repeatedly?
Let me explain.
I can't wait for this. All right, go ahead.
All right. So you know how, like, a blanket's, like, malleable, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, couldn't they just, like... budge their way through it because it was just like it's no, like malleable.
No,
determined are they to get into my room? Like,
if
what
you
the hell?
Staple a towel to the side of your window, it's not gonna. The bug won't go through. There's no way.
Eat it.
They can't. Yep. They're not gonna eat the towel. They can't digest that. We're talking about mosquitoes or any type of bug. There's no type of bug in Michigan that can eat a towel and digest it. You're stupid. You're brain dead. I'm the reason why there's buds in your room, Luke. I'm sneaking into your window.
Yeah.
I'm literally just—I have a jar of buds, and I'm just tossing it into your room.
I'm looking at what a bug can digest.
I can't believe Jacob said that. Jacob's like, yeah, they could just move it, right?
Some insects can digest plastic.
What? What is it? What is it?
Oh.
Maybe Jacob's right. Maybe there are towel eaters out there.
No, but not like flying bugs.
A snake doesn't count.
Are you calling them towel heads, Gabe, or something?
Towel heads. That was.
I'm shutting these bugs down.
Just grab some bleach and just spray them. Jacob's solution is just, and there's no solution to it because anything you do, they'll just eat them.
He just says, oh, it's going to help the ecosystem of my room.
I support the ecosystem, man.
There's no ecosystem in your room, though.
There's no ecosystem in your room.
There isn't, because I kill every animal.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
He's at you.
This is, like, actually disturbing. I'm watching my room be taken over.
can we get a video of this? Can you just like pull out your phone and you record it?
No, they're like so tiny, but they're. Oh my god. What do you do in this situation?
One, burn down a house.
I just gotta get out of here, man.
Because
they're all outside and they're like seeing the light coming from my room and they're like trying to get in here.
Oh, so they're not inside.
Mm-mm.
No, they get inside by doing
that.
They find a way.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, just throw your lights out. Just throw, you know what? Just like turn on like a portable battery light and you just throw it out the window, right? That's the best. Just throw your phone, right? Put the flashlight on your phone and just throw it out the window. That's what I would do. Okay. In any situation like that.
But they'll come towards my computer screen if I do that. Because it's the only source of light in my room.
Gabe, you remember that song, Don't You Open Up That Window?
Never heard of it.
I remember it. I'm looking it up.
I'm abandoning shit. This room is lost.
Where are you going to go?
I'm at Jake's room.
Jake's room has food sitting in it from since
he's left. Let me see if the bugs got to it.
No. Jake's sleeping. Are you on your phone, Luke? No, he isn't. There you go. So you know how me and my mom go on walks at night?
Mm-hmm.
Then the coworkers, you know, I saw them and I was like, oh shit, I don't want to see them. They told my mom, because my mom told them, hey, find him a girlfriend. And you pointed to me. And I'm like, I don't know why my mom does this. Like, it's like, why does she feel the need to do that? Like, she puts me in that spot, right? And I'm a very social and anxious kid, right? So, of course, we all thought it was a joke. So we part ways. That was 2 weeks ago. For the past 2 weeks, I just found out that they've been going to Kroger's and Meijer's to go up to random people, showing a picture of me, asking if they'll date me. Do you know how terrifying? Dude, I just got a video sent to me of them going to Kroger's and asking people if they'll date me. and this has been going on for two. I thought this was a joke. I didn't even. It's both Gabe, funny and Gabe, terrifying.
Gabe, did they ask? Did you ask how many said yes?
I'm too afraid. I'm too afraid.
You're
to
too afraid. Do you fear that zero said yes?
No, I generally fear that they're either joking or they're telling the truth. I can't tell with these guys, so like I'm curious, and they like the people to dodge questions. But they also left a message to me. They were like, "Hey, you know, tell your mom we're working on it because it was my mom who requested it." So now I have like these two coworkers going to local grocery stores asking if they'll date me. And it's been good.
Okay, but I'd say yes.
Thanks, Jacob. You should be at the Myers when they're like they have the coronavirus mask on. So they're just walking in and they're just asking. I don't even know if it's like kids. I honestly generally think they're like asking an old person. You know,
you're asking. I feel like they're diversifying it.
They're diversifying selected. So they're putting down a piece of paper. They're surveying it.
They got their Excel spreadsheet, Gabe. You know.
Oh my God, no!
Hey, could you imagine? There's like a massive spreadsheet of just people who said yes and no, their age, their ethnicity,
the demographics, where they live, how much income they make.
Yeah. Social security.
Is this
number.
A study? Is this a study? You would date Gabe?
No. It starts becoming a lot like way too deep into it. It shows like any
how many STD, kids they have.
How many kids? Their middle name. Their credit card number. The three numbers on the back. Okay, go. Who said I'm the one committing the fraud, Gabe?
Yeah, they're the ones going to local grocery stores, the spreadsheets, collecting data. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I learned that today. Like the stuff that happens when you're quarantined, right? You think you're untouchable, but it turns out you're completely the opposite. So yeah,
you're the opposite of untouchable. You're the most touched person there is.
I feel like a lot of people know me, and I don't even know them. Well, now I definitely feel like that. I'm gonna be going to Kroger's and Meijer's, just walking, and they're supposed to be. I saw you on a picture.
Someone sent me a picture of you. Do you think it has your height? I'm like underneath the picture, 6'4".
Oh my God.
Could you imagine? No, they should show. They should study.
If they have a picture of me, but did they respond? If they somehow got a picture of me, I'll be both surprised and again terrified.
I don't know how they get a picture of me. Gabe, it's not that hard. I'm sure of you. I guarantee it.
How? I'm like the most secure person. Like, there's no pictures. I hate pictures. I don't like the fact that people take pictures of me. I hate pictures. Like, yeah, people be like, oh, you know, like in the 80, like they're 80 years old and they're looking at like a picture frame of it. I just like seeing myself. I don't care, you know. I guess people do it. I get why other people do it to remember the times, but like I don't like pointless pictures, like selfies. I don't understand selfies. Is this something to like insecure people do to boost up the security? Like Jacob, do you take the only time you've taken a selfie, to my knowledge, is to show me your hair.
Gabe, I don't really take pictures of me, Gabe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Gabe, the thing about taking pictures about yourself is a lot of it is narcissistic, if you think about it. Why do people need to take pictures of themselves?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
And then they post on social media, add the filters. Right. What's the point of taking a selfie if we're going to put filters on it? It just makes you more fake, right? But that's to my knowledge, because I don't use social media. The only social media I have is Twitter and Snapchat, but Snapchat, I used to use it for work. Like, to trade shifts and stuff. Now I don't have a job, so there's no use for me to be on it. So I don't use it.
Gabe, I literally just sit on Snapchat with my thumb on my ass talking to Barry.
Talking to Barry?
Yeah, you know Barry.
In the Discord server that we have?
Oh, yeah, Barry.
Dude, Barry's a big G.
Barry's a... Dude, Barry, second podcast, we're bringing Barry in here. Barry's a homo. But a homie, you know. It's not mutually exclusive. It's required. You see, Gabe, one's required for the other, Gabe. You have to be a homo to be a homie. All right. Gabe, and you're a homie.
I'm a homie. Which one's the better one again? I wasn't paying
attention. No, you require the other to be the other.
Okay. So like brothers, right?
Gabe, I'm calling you gay, you dumbass.
Thanks, Jacob. Thanks.
You're welcome, retard.
Oh my God. Oh man, dude. I again don't understand selfies. Don't understand selfies. I don't get social media. I don't get people. I never really had social media, and I think you're the same way too. To my,
I had accounts. I just never did anything with them.
I think, you know. Yeah, I don't know. And then people like, I don't know. I mean, people like talk like on social media too. Like, what's the point of just talking personal or on the phone? People are very like, it is very hard to get someone to call like the friends. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
Especially if they're the opposite gender. I'm the
same. Nah, that ain't happening, babe.
Yeah, I know. I would never call, like, a friend in quotation marks. That's a chick. I wouldn't do it. I don't know how people... And FaceTime? Oh, I don't know how people did that either. Like, I hate FaceTime. FaceTime is the most retarded invention ever. It just... I hate it. I don't like it. I don't even have, like, factual information why I hate it. I just don't like it. I don't like seeing my face. If it somehow showed my face without me staring back at myself, I don't know, FaceTime bad.